And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A new 130-mile bike trail along the Mississippi is getting closer. The trail would run through Concordia, East Carroll, Madison, and Tensaw parishes. They'll have their first meeting tonight of the Delta Bike Trail Commission at the Vidalia Courthouse at 5 p.m. The commission's working to build a 130-mile trail from Concordia Parish to the Arkansas state line. The first 15 miles of construction has already begun on Highway 84 in Concordia Parish. A ninth insurance company with thousands of policyholders in Louisiana has now gone under. FedNat Insurance Corporation has been directed into insolvency by Florida regulators because it doesn't have enough money to pay existing claims. Records show that FedNat has 13,000 policyholders in Louisiana. It currently has 1,500 claims that are open. 28 different firms, including one partially owned by former New Orleans Saint Steve Gleason, are vying for Louisiana's 10th and last available medical cannabis pharmacy license. The State of Louisiana Pharmacy Board will evaluate the competitive bids and select one licensee to operate in the New Orleans area. Speaking to lawmakers last year, Steve Gleason, an ALS patient, says medical marijuana greatly benefited him.
I was able to actually function, and I had more energy, and I was more productive. This new solution allowed me to wean off of prescription pharmaceuticals completely.
Gleason is part owner of Salus Wellness, one of 10 entities vying for the final license. Others include Tulane University and companies owned in part by the head of the State Democrat Party, a former New Orleans police chief, and others. Gleason says he began using medical cannabis to get off opioid prescription pain pills, which he said made him feel worse than his Lou Gehrig's disease.
Until today, I have not been publicly vocal about the positive experience that I've had with medical marijuana, but I regularly recommend it to people I'm friends with if they're using opioids.
Recent expansions to the state's medical cannabis laws allow for pharmacy licensees to open satellite pharmacies. That's paved the way for the 10th license to be awarded to a worthy bidder in the New Orleans area. Patient prescriptions for cannabis have grown by over 400% since early 2021. Gleason says medical cannabis is non-addictive and it worked for him and many others. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM Public Radio.